So I'm sat here in the Royal Yacht Squadron at Cowes with Eve Branson. Eve, it's fantastic to have you on the show. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm not going to talk about your son Richard at all, because you have got the most fascinating life. You actually spent some time on the island, didn't you, in the war?
Yeah, I did. I loved the island. The island was, to a young 19-year-old, perfection. You had all these servicemen all to yourself, because there were no civilians living on the island, or it didn't seem to be. They were all... And so just imagine a 19-year-old on this island. It was wonderful.
And I think you were stationed in Yarmouth, weren't you?
Yep. I joined the Wrens because I thought I liked their saucy little caps. So you always want to choose your uniform.
Yeah.
And, well, as a woman you do. And so I chose the Wrens and was stationed, of all lovely places, at the end of Yarmouth Pier.
And you were doing signalling, is that right, out to sea?
Yep, we had to learn, so that was something I had to put my mind to. We went to HMS Warrington, that was in Lancashire, to learn to signal, and I learned how to semaphore, da-da-da-da, on them. We had, in those days, oldest lamps, and... was called the 10-inch, which was a big, big flashing light.
Yes, amazing. And what I find fascinating is, because my father flew Lancasters, you told me that after the war, you became an airline stewardess, didn't you, for British South American Airways. And they were actually flying Lancasters as passenger planes then, weren't they?
Yeah. After the war, anything for an exciting life, because... one thought, oh God, perhaps life's going to be a bit dull now. So I joined, I became an air hostess, and of all the old-fashioned planes, we were given a Lancaster, and we had to get all the way to South America, and it took us about just over a week to get there.
Oh, that's amazing. I remember reading Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's Night Flight. Do you remember that, about all the planes before the war in South America? It was very, very dangerous, wasn't it?
Oh, terribly dangerous. I mean, you were lucky if the plane before you crashed, most probably, or the plane after you crashed, and you were lucky if you were in the one that didn't crash.
And I think two of those British South American Airways planes went down in the Bermuda Triangle, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So,
but luckily your husband plucked you out of that, didn't he? And told you not to do that anymore.
Yeah, he decided... he'd better get me married, and then I'd stop flying.
But you've had an incredibly eventful life. Initially, you started as a ballet dancer, and then after being in Airways, you actually went into property, didn't you?
Yeah. I was qualified in nothing, of course. But what's the use of being a qualified ballet dancer? What's the use of being in the Wrens? So... yeah, then I thought, well, what on earth could I do? So what did I do? I can't remember.
you went into property, didn't you?
Oh, that's right. So I love property, you know, and I decided to sell houses. I started renting houses. Then I decided to do that in Spain, I think, because I liked the idea of going to Spain.
Yeah.
And that kept the family going for a little while.
Yeah. Winding forward to the present, you have a real love for what you do in Morocco at the moment, because you have your own foundation, the Eve Branson Foundation, don't you?
Yeah. Well, life moves on, and I did fall in love with Morocco. There was sort of a reason why, because Richard was going around the world in his little balloon, and while he was waiting to have the balloon blown up, I discovered Morocco, and I never ever have looked back, because it's the most lovely place.
It's a beautiful, beautiful country. But you're not in Marrakesh, are you? You're out in the Atlas Mountains.
I'm up in the mountains, and I now work up there, so it's lovely.
Because I think you discovered this Casbah with Richard, and he turned that into a hotel, didn't he?
Yep. While I was waiting for him to get ready to go around the world in the balloon, luckily the balloon blew up, and that was the best thing that ever happened. So I said, well, come on, Richard. I've found the most amazing place in the Higher Atlas Mountains. Come and see it. You've got to buy it. Oh, Mum, you know how it is. And I persuaded him, and he came up and he bought it.
Well, that's fantastic. But I think he said to you, if I buy this, you've got to help the people in the neighbouring villages. Is that right?
You never buy something from Richard without another ulterior motive.
Yeah.
So he said, okay, if I buy that hotel, you've got to look after all the villages in the Higher Atlas Mountains. Oh, my God. I said, yes, because I wanted the hotel. So now this is my job.
And you obviously find it very rewarding. What are you doing with the people, the Berber people in the area?
Oh, God. The first thing you want to do is to love the people you're working for.
Yes.
And Berbers are the most lovely. They're gentle and they're unspoilt, and anything you can do for them, they would appreciate. I now try to teach them to make things age 13, because that's when they leave school.
Yes,
So that they become independent.
Yeah.
And now we're having quite a lot of, get people to help me come out and teach them to make anything that will can sell on their behalf. And then they're earning their own money now.
That's terrific, to make them sort of self-reliant rather than living on handouts.
That's so important.
Now, I know one thing you're doing to support the foundation is writing books, specifically for children. And you've written about a boat, I believe, called Saki, is that right?
Yeah, Saki Puddle Boat.
And that was really sort of aimed at you. Was it a story you told your grandchildren, or one that you wanted to base on your grandchildren?
Well, yeah, Saki comes alive because Saki takes off all my grandchildren and a cousin or two just thrown in, and a dog and a cat and one thing and another. And Saki, the adventures of Saki are going to go on, because Saki isn't going to remain just in the British waters. Saki is travelling quite worldwide.
Well, I believe the next instalment, which is coming out either later this year or next year, is Saki Goes to Hospital.
Oh, yes, that's very sad.
Is it very sad?
Oh, but darling, don't get too worried. I mean, think everything ends up all right in the end.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look, you've got an amazing story, and I think people, if they want to read more about your story, you've written your own autobiography as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
And it's Mum's the Word,
Mum's
is that right?
Mum's the Word, yeah.
Yeah. What is next? Is it just more for the foundation in Morocco, or do you have another adventure?
I've got, there's an awful lot going on. Not only Mum's the Word, Saki Puddle Boat naturally has got quite a few more episodes. I've got many more. I've got a lot of work to do. I've got to go back. The big thing is to make money for what you do.
Yes.
And the way I make money, I have to give over one weekend a year, and I make enough money to keep my foundation going.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I do?
Yes.
to make money for a year.
Go on.
It takes a bit of doing. Anyhow, what I do is, I said to my son, I'm going to make money out of polo. And he said, oh, Mum, you can't possibly make money out of polo.
Right.
But it just so happened I had a boyfriend as a polo player.
Aha.
And we then, now, because of joining in with what goes on in polo, I now arrange a polo weekend in Morocco, which
fantastic.
Has never been done before.
Yeah.
And we make enough money in one weekend to keep me going for a year.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's lovely.
When's the next one?
April.
April.
End of April. So if you want to come along.
That sounds, you probably can't imagine me on a polo pony.
No, I think I'll give that one a miss.
Well, look, it's been fascinating talking to you. Yeah. Thanks ever so much. And you're here at the moment for the Cowes Literary Festival.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a book published tonight on Churchill on the island, and you're going to that, aren't you?
So exciting, yeah, so exciting. Yeah.
And that's Anthony Churchill who's writing that. So,
lovely.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing more about that on Vectis Radio as
well.
Wonderful. Well, Eve Branson, it's been fantastic. Thank you ever so much for coming in.
My
Thank you.
My pleasure.